Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of October 2019. Supreme Court has set aside a Delhi High Court order restraining the Income Tax Department from taking any action against DVIP chopper scam accused Gautam Khaitan, against whom a separate black money case has been lodged. The apex court directed the High Court, which had also said that the 2016 black money law cannot be allowed to operate with retrospective effect from July 2015, to decide the matter afresh. Bombay High Court has rejected the bail pleas of Sudha Bhardwaj, Arun Ferreira and Vernon Gonsalves in the Bheem Koregaon case. All three accused have been booked under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967 and other provisions of the Indian Penal Code, 1860 by the Pune Police, which has accused them of inciting caste-based violence at Koregaon Bheem in January 2018. Bombay High Court has ordered public health authorities in Maharashtra to remove garbage on and ensure that water is not getting accumulated, becoming a breeding ground for diseases spreading mosquitoes. National Green Tribunal has sought action taken report from Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Punjab, besides asking the state governments to designate concerned officers accountable for it while being concerned over rising incidents of stubble burning despite a ban by the government. Supreme Court has directed the alleged beneficiaries to whom the Amrapali Group transferred the money invested by thousands of home buyers in separate projects of the realty firm that either they deposit the money with the court registry or be ready to go to jail. The court warned all the beneficiaries, including Surekha Group that owns Jitendra Steel and Tubes Limited, Amrapali Group Director Shai Priya, his wife Sonali Suman, Ajay Kumar and others. Supreme Court has directed the Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change to file a status report on the recommendations of a high-level task force on prevention of stubble burning in Punjab, Haryana and Western Uttar Pradesh. The overall air quality index in Delhi touched the 301 mark by 10 p.m. on Sunday, and during night, the air quality had plunged to the very poor category in all the parts of the national capital. Supreme Court has pulled up the Karnataka government for failing to act against the officers responsible for fraud in over 10 years' delay in challenging the orders passed in a civil suit. The court expressed gross dissatisfaction over the reply filed by the state government, stating that it would refer the matter to the Chief Secretary. Supreme Court has observed an exercise of power under Article 226 of Constitution of India. A High Court has no power to relax the terms and conditions of a tender notice. The court noted that such relaxation would be patently discriminatory. Supreme Court has rejected a fresh public interest litigation seeking to link the 12-digit Aadhaar number to social media accounts, asking the petitioner to approach Madras High Court. The Madras High Court is hearing two petitions for linking Aadhaar to social media accounts. Further, the High Court has said that Aadhaar would not be linked but expanded the scope of the petitions to look at traceability of messages. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the Hyderabad High Court's order that set aside an enforcement directorate order provisionally attaching Tech Mahindra's fixed deposits worth 822 crore rupees. The court, while refusing any relief in the case, said that it will finally decide on the 26th of November the larger issue of whether Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002 can override other laws like Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016, among others. Supreme Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to provide security forthwith to the UP Suwani Central Board of Waqf chairperson Zafar Ahmed Farooqi as he apprehended threat to his life. The court took note of the communication addressed to it by a member of the mediation committee that Farooqi has informed him about the threat to his life. Supreme Court has upheld a dismissal of domestic violence complaint filed by a woman against persons not living with her in a shared household. The court observed that the High Court has rightly found in effect that the ingredients of domestic violence were wholly absent in the present case. Supreme Court has asked the center and state governments to file reply on a plea seeking direction to establish right to information web portals in all states to enable citizens, especially those living abroad, to file RTI applications online. Supreme Court has observed that mere error in framing a question of law would not render a judgment in second appeal liable to be set aside if it is found that a substantial question of law existed and such question has in fact been answered by the High Court. Supreme Court has sought the center's reply on a plea seeking directions for formulating a uniform format for disclosing information by husband and wife before the family court for granting maintenance in matrimonial disputes. The court issued notices to the Ministry of Social Justice, Ministry of Women and Child Development and National Legal Services Authority while tagging the matter with a similar petition. Telangana High Court has directed the state government to explain as to why it wanted to demolish the existing secretariat buildings, including those that were constructed a decade ago. The court opined that the state cabinet decided to demolish the said buildings even before the government's technical committee has submitted its report on the buildings. Bombay High Court has upheld actor director Sanjay Khan's right to use the internal roads on a plot adjoining his bungalow in Juhu. The court has further disallowed any development on these roads till the suit is decided. Bombay High Court has, while granting relief to an aggrieved father, directed the electricity department to transfer the power connection of a flat at Pato, Ribandar, in his name within 4 weeks. The court, while quashing the electricity department's communication, rejected the transfer on the grounds that the father failed to bring the necessary no objection certificate from his son. Delhi High Court has summoned Malvinder and Shivinder Singh after Fortis Healthcare Limited filed a petition for recovery of dues allegedly siphoned off by the former promoters of Ranbaxy. Delhi High Court has dropped a contempt case against Swami Narthan Guru Murthy, the editor of Tamil magazine Thughlaq, for having retweeted an article alleging bias by a judge of the court. The proceedings were closed after Guru Murthy agreed before the court to retweet the apology of the author, who had earlier written the offensive article. Bombay High Court has ruled that there is no vicarious liability under criminal law unless the statute takes it within its fold and set aside the summons issued by Additional Chief Metropolitan Magistrate Bloodbeer against Hindustan Unilever Limited and its directors for alleged non-compliance of certain provisions of the Maharashtra Shops and Establishments Act, 1948. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has directed the Enforcement Directorate to release the attached properties of Bhushan Power and Steel and directed the agency not to attach any further assets without its permission. The tribunal also put the 19,700 rupee crore payout by the JSW Steel to buy the debt-ridden company on hold till further orders. Reserve Bank of India has raised withdrawal limit for account holders of the stressed Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank to 40,000 rupees from earlier withdrawal limit of 25,000 rupees.